This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network with another healthcare report, sponsored in part by dailyprogress.com. Keep up with Central Virginia happenings on the weblog at dailyprogress.com. I'm Sean Tubbs reporting. Heart failure is the number one reason people die in the United States, but cardiologists say early diagnosis can reduce the mortality rate. To help physicians identify early warning signs, drug manufacturer AstraZeneca has built a virtual reality simulator to put doctors in the shoes of those with weakening hearts. I stopped by the Heart FX pod last week as it rolled into Charlottesville and decided to take a spin for myself. University of Virginia cardiologist Chris Rembold has seen many advances in the 20 years he's been practicing medicine, but he says more can be done to reduce the prevalence of heart failure.
Perhaps the most important thing is to realize that the number one causes of heart failure in this country are high cholesterol, cigarette smoking, diabetes, and hypertension. And if you have those treated aggressively, then you won't need to have these problems in the future because this is a preventable disease.
Dr. Rembold was the first person to experience the Heart FX pod on its one-day stop in Charlottesville. Participants who board the customized tractor trailer enter into one of several cubicles equipped with a widescreen television, a comfy chair, and a set of foot pedals.
And this is a simulator designed for physicians to understand what their patients are feeling so they know how to better treat them and know how important it feels to have heart failure and how it limits your life. And the way the simulator works is you're pedaling a bicycle and then a constrictor comes around your lungs and it simulates the difficulty you have breathing because you have to work a lot harder to breathe when you have heart failure. So people that have heart failure don't tend to exercise as much as they should because they feel so fatigued with it. It also makes them anxious and causes other problems.
All right. I'll be placing a strap across your chest. You can raise your arms up for it.
All right.
Thank you very much.
In the interest of journalism, I decided to try the simulator out for myself and was given a set of headphones with which to hear the narrator.
You are about to experience a simulation of NYHA Class 2 and Class 3 heart failure.
After being strapped in by the technician and hearing an introduction, I began to move the pedals back and forth while watching a video of a leisurely stroll through New York Central Park, playing the role of a slightly overweight 62-year-old man who has a history of hypertension. He's not been diagnosed with heart failure.
As you move through this environment, you will begin to feel some of the same symptoms many of your heart failure patients experience. For example, patient fatigue is a common symptom, and you will feel the increased effort required for what had previously been an easy task.
After a minute or so, the park in the video goes from a summer's day to winter, and then back again to summer.
Oh, jeez.
A belt around my chest suddenly tightens, and now I'm experiencing what it might be like for a person with class 2 heart failure.
So now it's very tight, and it's around my chest, and this is really what it would feel like?
It's a simulation of the symptoms of class 2 right now.
A minute later, there's another whoosh, another year goes forward, and the virtual heartbeat is pumping even faster.
Now it's gone up significantly. It's a lot tighter. I find that my mind is not really thinking about moving. I don't really want to move.
Dr. Rembold explains what's happening to my virtual self.
When people have heart failure, it's like a pump that isn't working well. You can think of you have a bathtub filling with water and you have a pump that's pulling the water out of it. What happens with heart failure is that that pump just doesn't work as well. Your heart doesn't work as well. And so the water level keeps coming up in the bathtub. And the higher the level of water, the more work you have to do in terms of breathing. In fact, what happens when people go into a heart failure crisis, which we call pulmonary edema, what happens is that fluid builds up behind the heart because it's not pumping, and the fluid builds up in the lungs, and then people come in extremely short of breath, actually have pink frothy sputum, and can't breathe and need to be treated in the emergency room.
And that's exactly where the man I'm pretending to be winds up, diagnosed with class 3 heart failure 2 years after first beginning to experience fatigue and other early warning symptoms. Dr. Rembold says the purpose of the Heart FX pod is to train doctors to better recognize these precursors.
The advantage of this simulator is it's designed for healthcare professionals like the physicians taking care of you. And when physicians can actually observe what patients are feeling, they're more likely to aggressively treat and try to prevent the problems. Because I think some people may not understand that people are hurting more than they are. And this way you can actually observe it yourself.
but don't expect to see the Heart FX pod at your local fun fair anytime soon. The simulation is geared towards medical professionals only. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. This report was supported by The Daily Progress with its blog at dailyprogress.com. Thanks for listening. Check out our website at www.seavillepodcast.com. I'm Sean Tubbs reporting.
And then, thankfully, that's over.
Thank you for participating in this simulation. You should not experience any lingering discomfort or effects. If you do, please see your healthcare provider immediately.